Ally.com. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right. So we'll, of course, take your calls about absolutely anything. And on the way, the Mentos National Night.
No, it's the nation of Singapore's national night. They just teamed up with Mentos to promote it.
Well, Mentos has called it Mentos National Night on their YouTube channel.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see what that's all about here. Apparently, you say this is something that we should play on the air, and I'm going to play it sight unseen or unheard.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know.
It's clean. It's PG.
What it is.
Well, I think PG. Yeah, PG.
All right, we're going to take your word for it here. We'll get to that here in a moment. But I want to talk to you first about whatever's on your mind. So let's go first to Brad listening in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live. Brad.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm just calling because I'm a student in Boston. I'm getting ready to go back, and every year the Massachusetts government has more and more crap to track me. So this year I had to give the government my insurance information.
Your insurance what?
Insurance
information?
My medical insurance information. I had to give that to the Massachusetts government.
To prove you had it, right? Because this is Romney Care.
Yeah, it's because of Romney Care.
Right.
But don't worry, he's against Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, he is. I have no doubt about it, right? He's against it and won't bring power to him. But anyhow, then, if I take a car, I'm going to have to now there's a new law. If I take a car, I'm going to have to register that with the police, the local police station, letting them know that I'm a student with this car, with this license plate.
Wow.
If I move into a new apartment.
And you have to have car insurance, too, right?
Yeah, well, that's part of it. I'll have to prove I have car insurance. And then if I move into a new apartment, they'll have to get inspected by the government for, quote, health reasons. But really what they're looking for is to make sure I'm not violating their law that no more than four undergraduates can live in the same dwelling. Yes, that's undergraduates in the law. I mean, if I would have just gotten a house at the New Hampshire border, commuted to school every day if I was smart, well, if I was really smart, I'd just quit school, but that's another story, right?
And this is why we call Nashua through Manchester, Massachusetts North.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I should just live in Manchester and commute down.
And see, that's why I say we should build a wall between New Hampshire and Massachusetts.
Man, I'm sorry to hear about that. That sounds terrible. And I know that your school isn't the only place where this is happening, and Massachusetts isn't the only place as well. I know somebody else who's in college that's had to go through some pretty absurd things just to get in the door, essentially. And I don't know if it was like income tax or something like that, but there was some ridiculous thing that they had to do to prove something to the state. And I think it was income tax returns to like get, I don't know, financial aid or something like that. And or to even get into the college, you had to like be shown as a taxpayer.
You have to turn all of your income tax return information over to the federal government, even if you're not planning to take federal student aid.
Isn't that insane? Like, that never happened, I don't recall, at least when I was in college a decade ago.
Yeah, I can't imagine that I didn't have income tax information when I went to college a decade ago. What's that?
It's your parents that you have to give over.
Well, actually, I was over the age of 24.
I was declared independent at 17, so I didn't have to provide my parents income tax. And granted, I didn't have any income tax either. I didn't file. So I just said I didn't file.
The good news is that the more difficult they make it to go to college, fine. It doesn't matter. College really is, for most people, useless these days.
There are
some careers in which you have to have it.
Some people will feel like they can't achieve anything if they don't get college. So therefore,
well, they should change how they feel about
it. I agree.
Because it's a huge scam. Now, what is it you're going for, Brad?
Computer science. The trouble is at this point, they get you because, you know, by the time you figure out the standard, you're so far in, you got 1 year left.
Right. Sure.
I see where you're coming from, man. Although a lot of computer science stuff is certifications, right? Like, you know, the different Microsoft and other certifications out there that you don't need college to get, correct?
Well, I mean, a lot of the really good people in the field don't have any certifications or anything. They just taught themselves at home, you know? So, yeah.
Well, best of luck with your career. Thanks for sharing the ridiculous requirements that they're putting upon you, and hope to hear good things about you coming up to New Hampshire sooner rather than later. And thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Shadow is in Huntsville listening to WBHP. Shadow.
Hey there. How's it going?
Hey,
great.
Shadow.
What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. What's on my mind is since May of this year, I've had people pretend to be government. You know, stealing $36 a month out of my Social Security, you know, as retirement money, like that. And so I've been raising a fuss about it. So what do I do? I had a letter from Social Security today telling me that they have to maybe stop my checks for a bit, which they don't have any legal right to do.
Sure they do. Sure they do.
No,
they can do whatever they want to.
Well,
and you can't do anything about
money.
It.
I earned it, not them. But anyway.
No, I get you. I get you. But
it's
you,
wrong that they do it. But
they took it from you,
yeah.
And now it's theirs.
Yeah, well, I've kind of hinted at the idea because, see, there's this thing called U.S. Department of Education, Greenville, Texas, which don't even exist. I with the police. And I kind of hinted that apparently some Social Security workers are involved in this because the money comes out of my check before it even hits the bank. You know, like that, and they'd have to be involved on that. So I guess they're trying to make me shut up, back off or something, but I could report it to my congressman's office. I'm going to call a lawyer tomorrow that specializes in this. I'm going to go to TV, you know, and whatever it takes and put a stop to this and go after that because, you know, I'm an Indian, like I said. I'm tired of this cowboys and Indians with the federal government, man, you know.
I'm with you.
I heard you, Shadow. Good luck and thanks for the... Thanks for the call tonight, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Nemi, what is going on in Singapore? They have some kind of national day, like, you know, kind of like
there's a
Singapore
national
day.
Holiday, yeah. It's called National Day, and it's in Singapore, and it's an annual thing.
It's a pretty small nation. It should be a pretty small celebration,
well,
right?
Well, it's a big celebration.
Oh, okay.
So the
people are into their national identities, which is ridiculous.
Patriotism.
It's a shame, and people need to get over that idea.
I think a lot of people just like a party, but...
Well, sure. Doesn't everybody like a party? I mean, that's why we have Memorial Day and Veterans Day, right? Get out the barbecue.
I don't think that was the original reason for it.
Well, no, but...
I wonder if nationalism is as high in other countries as it is here, especially someplace like Singapore, which is this little dot on a map.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
Well, for one, people will come out for a parade.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to the Memorial Day parade, and I'm a peace advocate.
It's true.
So, you know, people will go to a parade because there's a parade. They'll go to a party because there's a party. Just because they're at the parade or the party doesn't mean that they support whatever the parade or the party's about.
I follow.
So that's the point I'm trying to make. And these other nations, one wonders what these other nations have, in fact, to be proud of. I mean, you know,
Singapore, the number two most economically free place in the entire world.
Well, that should be a banner to put on a flag,
beneath,
right?
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in this country that is very successful, their birth rate is way down.
Yep.
So,
well, as people get wealthy and move into urban areas,
they get smarter.
They have fewer children. This is one of the reasons why the people that believe that the world's going to overpopulate and we're all going to die, you know, in a drowned in a sea of bodies, are really just kind of wrong, because the fact is we're, you know, farming is becoming you know, much more efficient. And farmers have kids. When farmers get wealthy enough that they move into cities, even if they're poor, they have far fewer children. And if they get wealthy, you know, reasonably wealthy, I should say, you know, middle class in cities, they'll have far fewer children, too. So as farming becomes far more efficient, you're going to see far fewer kids.
So in Singapore, they're worried about the declining birth rate. And 9 months from now, Singaporean maternity wards are going to be full of new parents.
Wait, now, declining birth rate.
Yeah.
Are more people dying than being born?
No.
Okay, so what's to worry?
It's just the number of babies.
I see.
It's going down.
Seems like a silly thing to worry about.
So they've teamed up with the candy company Mentos.
Oh, I've never actually had a Mentos.
I hear you can drop them in soda.
Yeah, actually.
Cola. Is it just cola or is it any
Coca-Cola.
Soda?
It's Coca-Cola. Well, it's cola. Yes, you're right.
Cola?
Yeah, they're rocket-powered cars based on the power of Coke and Mentos.
I've seen the videos of this online.
That's great.
It's ridiculous. The Slow-Mo guys actually did one, and I just got turned on to this channel recently. The Slow-Mo guys. Look it up. It's awesome. It will amaze you. More coming up. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 8, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,607. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,647.30, $823.65 for a half ounce, or $411.83 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,647.30, $823.65, and $411.83.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. And, Mark, tell me about SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. One of the principles over there Jason Osborne is a big supporter of Free Talk Live, big supporter of Liberty. And, you know, he wants to encourage you to share an episode of Free Talk Live once a week, whether it's on your Facebook, your Twitter, or both, whatever's convenient for you. It's a great way to, you know, do some free advertising for Free Talk Live. And you can see Sickle CAI's banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Has been for a very long time.
So we'll continue. 855-450-FREE. We'll take your calls about what you want, but we were just telling, Nevin, you were just telling us about the National Night in Singapore. And this is the day in which, or night in which, they have celebrations around the idea of nationalism and how great it is to be a Singaporean from Singapore, etc. And of course, most people in most countries are probably familiar with this nationalistic claptrap, and it's nonsense. And I don't, you know, I don't want to promote the idea of nationalism by playing this video that you've asked me to play here tonight. Of course, you're telling me it's amusing, so that's the reason.
It cracks me up. It really does.
I think nationalism is a very bad thing. It's something that keeps people separated from one another, and it's dangerous to all of humanity.
So we've also said that the birth rate in Singapore is down, and
but
so
not lower than the death rate.
Correct. So it's a civic duty that the nation of Singapore has teamed up with the Mentos candy company to promote going to the fireworks and then going home with someone to make fireworks after the fireworks.
All right.
And this is the basis of the song.
So here is the...
How's that make you feel?
It makes me laugh.
Here's the audio from the Mentos National Night.
Just wondering.
Have sex for your country, folks.
So I can kiss you on the face.
You're kidding me.
Because it's National Night.
What?
You see, this August the 9th, it's time to do our civic duty.
Hang on. The first line is, let's see, why are you, something about mint. Here, let me start over because I didn't get the first line in there. Here we go.
And why are you eating a mint?
Why are you eating a mint, baby? Why is this in English? Is there a Singaporean version of it as well? Is there a lot of English speakers
yes.
living over there?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Baby.
So I can kiss you on the face.
Why?
Because it's National Night.
What?
You see, this August the 9th, it's time to do our civic duty. And I'm not...
And by the way, this is one of those videos where the words fly around the screen. They kind of zoom in and move around. There's a term for that I've heard before. There's like a...
I don't even remember what it is.
It sounds
but
like...
I love sex as a civic duty. I'm sorry, I have to...
It sounds like there's some drink being poured in the background, and then it goes away, and then it kind of comes back. It kind of crinkly, maybe, sounding. What is that noise?
I don't know. Maybe an opening of a Mentos? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
What?
You see, this August the 9th, it's time to do our civic duty. I'm not talking about speeches, fireworks, or parades.
But I like that stuff.
I'm talking about the stuff after that stuff. I'm talking about making a baby. Baby, you ready? Let go. The parade is long gone. The kids are in bed. Let's not watch fireworks. Let's make a miss.
Yeah.
It's National Night, and I want a baby. Boo, I know you want it. So that's the S.
I know, right?
Merlin, baby. This is National Night. National Night, and I want a baby. Boo, I know you want it. So that's the SDU.
The SDU is some sort of short code for Singapore?
I think it's, yes. It's locally familiar.
So does the SDU. Maybe somebody could Wikipedia that and find out exactly what the SDU in Singapore is, but let's continue here.
Hey, Merlin, baby, this is National Duty. Let me SMS the details of our late night duty.
Yeah.
Y'all, yes, y'all, I'll meet you in the hall. Don't wake the kids up, they'll be appalled about the stuff we gonna do in that bedroom. Take your breath away like a sonic boom.
For your country.
Yeah.
Creepy. This is really creepy. Here's what I don't understand.
Don't I bring the show prep, guys?
Very unusual.
There's all these free people that you can get. I mean, if you want extra people, they've got them. They've got them in China, for instance. Let them come in, and they will... I mean, if you need extra people, you don't even have to educate them. I mean, you don't have... I'm sorry, but from the ages of 1 to 18, they're a burden on society. When they show up at 18, dumb or not, they're not. Now, I mean, you could set up a situation where somebody has some second-class citizenship or, you know, something less than a citizenship, but, you know, a green card. That's what I'm calling second-class citizenship here.
The Social Development Unit, a matchmaking agency in Singapore.
It's nuts.
It sounds like almost
a government agency.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Government dating service.
So if you want people, let them in, and
but
on
Mark,
top
then
of that,
they're not national.
What?
Well, if you let people in, they're not national.
Make
they're
them
not
national.
From the nation.
But, smack them with a nation tag and
but
move them on.
You would think, right, like, a lot of the people that move to the United States as immigrants here are very devoted to the idea of the United States.
Sure.
And so, I mean, some of the most nationalistic people are the ones who've chosen to move to a country. So to do what you're suggesting would actually result in plenty of very nationalistic Singapore. Go Singapore. You help me escape from China. You know, you help me escape from some other terrible Coney. You know, Coney's control. You helped us escape. So that's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of countries around there that people would love to. I mean, Singapore is a very wealthy country. People would love to come there. You know, you wouldn't get them surly teenagers out of the deal. I just don't understand. By the way, I've heard this same sentiment here in the United States, not from the government, but from white people, because it's recently been that there were fewer white babies than other minority babies.
And so it's time to have some babies?
Yeah, somebody needs to produce more white children.
It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely
it's
ridiculous.
It's so racist. It's so racist. And I imagine a lot of those people would claim that they're not. But I mean, come on, that's racism that's at the base of that. The idea that, you know, well, there needs to be more white people. This is America. We have to have more white people than those other colored folks. Because people are different because of their color, and people are different because of the plot of land on which they're born. You know, those are all ridiculous statements. We're all human beings. We all have the same wants and similar needs and desires for life. And people want to feel secure, and they want to have love, and they want to, have kids, I guess, in some cases. But
not me.
I'm not of the opinion that having children is somehow a terrible thing to do to Mother Earth or anything silly like that. But at the same time,
how about your country, Mark?
I think that advocating for making children is irresponsible.
I agree completely.
Well, hold on, because this implores it's targeted to quote proud, financially secure adults in stable, committed, long-term relationships in Singapore.
Right.
Wait.
Well, playing that music doesn't really, it sounds to me like they just want every able-bodied man and woman to get,
that's the way it sounds
get
like
on
to
it,
me.
Get to it.
Yeah, I mean, where are they going to run this spot? Where will people see this? By the way, this is a 3-minute-long commercial, and I don't know how they sell advertising time in Singapore, but in the United States, typically are 30-second or 60-second spots on television. So maybe they have a shorter
edited version
of
right.
this. You know, if they're going to be running this spot, there's going to be all kinds of people that are seeing it. I agree with you. It is absolutely irresponsible. Because if somebody has decided to have a child because of the nation, that's one of the worst reasons to do it, right?
No, like, absolutely.
Like, a lot of people want to have kids.
The only reason to have a kid is because you want one.
Right. Not because you're motivated by some spot, some commercial that the national government or the SDU, the Social Development Unit, which I'd like to learn a little bit more about here in a few moments, will also play the rest of this. We're not even a third of the way through this here. So there's much more to this particular song. 855-450. Free. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 1-855-450-3733. I say end the idea of nations and raise the idea of individuals. It's Free Talk Live.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like Sea Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you to it. That's shrine.freetalklive.com, and the instructions are there for any ladies that would like to join the Shrine, the shrine.freetalklife.com.
Freedomsphoenix.com, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, so we're going to go to your phone calls here, but I want to make sure we finish up the remaining couple minutes at the Mentos National Night spot, which is running in Singapore to celebrate Singapore's National Day / Night celebrations that they have there by encouraging people to do what's patriotic, apparently, and
there's
have
civic
sex.
Duty.
and have children specifically. They're advocating people reproduce in order to increase the amount of babies being had in Singapore, not because there are people, there are more people dying than are being born. They don't have that problem. It's just that people aren't having as many babies. And I guess the government's SDU, their Social Development Network, also known as, it's called now the Social Development Network. It's also known as the Social Development Unit, has decided that it's important to have more babies. I guess maybe that's because the more babies they have, the more tax dollars they get down the line. I'm not sure what the motivation
apparently
is here.
Apparently, the SDU has the juxtaposed positions to promote to regulate the dating industry and the sports industry. So it looks like what they're trying to do is create more soccer players.
Well, we can talk more about the SDU maybe in a little bit, because I am curious about it and I'd like to know more. But let's continue with the song here. Again, this is advertised in Singapore as we speak. It is the national night today in Singapore. So right now,
correct.
They're
12 hours ahead of us.
So it's the morning drive right now in Singapore. Here we go.
Yeah.
In for this singing thing, because I mean, it has that kind of R&B sound, doesn't it?
Right, it's very American.
it's weird.
So that's why I'm wondering, what's the actual Singaporean version of this sound like? Is it also an R&B kind of hip-hop song? I mean, they have that over there. Certainly.
I mean, I'm sure some American artist would appreciated the business if this was sent over here. And no doubt, I'll take imported business any old time. But it strikes me as disingenuous because of the sound, you know?
Well, it's obviously a very metropolitan place, Singapore.
Well, English is one of the four official languages of Singapore.
Go.
So I'd be interested in
the first population, it needs some creasing. Get waving flags, August 9th, we be freaking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cram real hard. Tap you all night like an easy link card. Let's make a little human that looks like you and me. Exploring your body like the night safari. I'm a patriotic.
Hold on a second. This is for people in committed long term relationships.
Yeah,
is that
that's
right?
What it says.
Exploring your body like whatever.
A night safari.
Yeah, whatever the link card or whatever it was that he was claiming there.
The easy link card.
How much exploration's going on with your wife of 5 years?
Is there a new territory to be unearthed?
Let's call Laura.
Oh, God. Laura is not going to put up with this crap. I can assure you she's just going to hang up on us.
Well, right. It was your claim, Nemi, that they're only airing this in, or that they're targeting this towards people in committed relationships.
That's
which
right.
There seems to be no evidence of that.
Hey, that's what they say. Quote, proud, financially secure adults in stable, committed, long-term relationships in Singapore.
Now, if somebody called me up and said, hey, Mark, I want to advertise to, what is it? Give me the list here. Proud, financially stable adults.
Yes.
Whatever.
Wait.
In committed relationships.
In stable, committed, long-term relationships in Singapore.
Do you have those as listeners?
Yes.
I mean, how do you advertise to these people? This is not a demographic.
Well, you put it everywhere.
I that's right. And so by putting it everywhere, are you enticing proud, financially stable adults in long-term relationships, loving long-term relationships to have kids?
Are you just
enticing everybody to hump?
Sure.
The Bureau of Humping is what this is.
Follow your instincts.
And that said, would a proud, financially secure, responsible, committed adult be, motivated by such advertising.
Right.
You're not going to be as financially secure as soon as you have a baby, because then you've got, $250,000 obligation on your hands.
They'd have better luck doing a mad Jack Daniels campaign or promoting alcohol or wine or something.
I would feel like I was much better off with the young and naive for let's do it for America excuse rather than the fully initiated. I just feel like I could pass this over on the young and naive.
I'm a patriotic husband, you my patriotic wife. Let me hook into your camp and manufacture life.
That is not... I'm sorry, that's not good English.
Manufacture life.
It's rap music, Mark. Come on.
Is it in another country, though? This is the part that doesn't make any sense to me. This was a song that was produced in the United States.
Right, it sounds like something that would air here.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean, as Manny says, it's one of the four national languages. We're not going to play the one that's Singaporean, right? There's got to be a Singapore version of this. I just haven't had a chance to look around for it yet, at least presumably.
It's Malaysian Chinese.
Are we exporting bad grammar?
It's yes, rap music, Mark. You don't.
It's got to rhyme.
Right, they have to. You know, they take words out to make the lyrics flow better. Right, you don't. Rap music is not generally, you know, the standards of English as far as what
you and your is not any different. It's the same amount of syllables. It sounds similar.
Take it up with the rap producers, man. That's
you know
just
what they
the
say about grammar Nazis, Mark?
I just don't get it.
I just don't have
understand.
Another argument against
this
it.
This is a foreign country, half a global
Didn't they
way.
Have rap when you were growing up? I mean, you're acting like somebody that doesn't know anything about rap music. I mean, this is just the way that a lot of rappers are.
It's got a rhyme.
It's rap music in the United States. I mean, I've heard rap
music
in other
is the same around the world.
Meter.
And rap music yeah. from the United States is very popular in other places, so...
Go ahead.
Let's continue.
Yeah. We gotta go all the way to Singapore, you know what I'm saying? You gotta do what you gotta do, baby.
Of adults in committed, long-term, financially stable relationships.
Look, I just report the news.
Half the way?
I just report the news.
What is half the way exactly?
I'm going half the way. I'm just trying school. To get through this damn song, all right? This thing's still going. Oh, no. Get that baby bonus.
Girl, you're so hot.
Oh. Wait, is there a bonus? See, I didn't hear that part.
Oh. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Here, things
Who is it targeted at again?
This is... proud,
financially responsible,
financially secure adult.
Financially secure. If you were financially secure, why would you be interested in a baby bonus? I'm just going out on a limb here. Remember,
wait a second. No. Now, this baby bonus could be the bonus to having sex. The baby is the bonus
yeah.
to having sex.
No, no, the baby is never
sign.
The bonus to having sex, Mark.
There, you're not seeing. You're not. Well, you're not. Oh, oh, you're not seeing the lyrics pop up on the screen. When the word bonus comes up, the S turns into a dollar sign, and there's a little cha-ching noise.
Oh my God.
Okay. So I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Now, look, we don't live in Singapore. We barely researched the social development. Network Social Development Unit. This is a government body under the Ministry of Community Development, Youth and Sports of Singapore, which works closely with the community and commercial sectors to foster opportunities for singles to interact in social settings in Singapore. We can talk more about that in a moment, but they encourage dating. In this case, they're encouraging
and it's a government
sex.
Agency. Which
right.
is,
they're encouraging having babies. And it sounds to me like either the baby bonus is either some sort of a check or some kind of a tax deduction. So if you're financially secure, is having a check from the government or a tax deduction really a good reason to have a baby? Is that the one thing that's going to push you over the edge to having a baby? It seems clear that this is targeted towards people who are
not,
looking for money.
Right, not financially secure.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're two-thirds of the way through this thing now. We'll get to the rest of it here in a moment, and maybe we can find out more about the baby bonus as well. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy, a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix, and we're the only country that actually has a 30-year fix. And you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down, and in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here, 855-450-FREE. I promise you we are getting back to the phones, but I want to make sure that we get this whole three-minute song out that's taken us 20 minutes now to play from Mentos, as they are promoting National Night in Singapore. They've teamed up with the government's SDU, the Social Development Unit, also known as the Social Development Network, a government program basically designed to help facilitate dating and apparently also having babies. The basic purpose of this three-minute-long commercial is to encourage people to have sex. And we'll continue that in a moment here. Don't forget, you can visit us online at freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive in a variety of different ways. Now, if you like Free Talk Live, you'd like to help support the show, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Some gentleman who called earlier was asking what he could do without actually being in New Hampshire as far as the Ideas of Liberty is concerned. He mentioned he has shared the show with friends on Facebook, for instance, which is great. Share your favorite episodes of Free Talk Live in whatever ways you can with your friends and family. That's much appreciated. And there are some tools over at promote.freetalklive.com that'll let you do that as well, where you can print out flyers, you can grab web graphics for your website, your blog, you can get high-res graphics you can use to make T-shirts and things like that. Those are all available over at promote.freetalklive.com. And I mentioned the bumper sticker earlier. The instructions as to how you get a free bumper sticker are right there at promote.freetalklive.com. Now, before we continue with the song here, this is the Social Development Unit's teaming up with Mentos to promote having babies in Singapore. Before we continue here, there was a mention in the lyrics about a baby bonus. Now, Nemi, you said the claim is from the SDU or from Mentos or whoever that this spot is being targeted at financially secure couples.
Right. And long-term committed. Right.
And it sounds to me like, you know, the they're actually targeting just anybody here, especially people that are actually looking for cash. Maybe people that aren't so financially secure, because they talk about the baby bonus in this portion of the lyrics here.
Come on now, let's get that baby bonus.
And she says it. Ding! Oh, no!
Well, what's that have to do with her saying it? Why is that relevant?
Well, he said it, and then she said it. Oh. But after both of which, they got a ding. The cash register did going ching.
I don't know if he said it. I didn't hear him say it.
I thought he did.
That was just her saying there. You want to play it back for you?
Yes.
Come on now, let's get that baby bonus.
He says yeah, but he doesn't actually say that lyric.
I thought he had said it previously.
No, I rewound it back to that point where we could hear it again, because I wanted you to hear the little ding sound, little cash register ding at the end, where the S actually turns into a dollar sign. So we went and we looked for Baby Bonus Singapore, and sure enough, there's a whole website dedicated to this, put out by the Singapore government, and it's babybonus.gov.sg. The pitch here is that children bring joy to the family. The baby bonus scheme...
At least they call it a scheme.
Right. supports
this
parents.
Is pretty common in England, too, to call...
A program scheme. Supports parents' decision to have more children by helping to lighten the financial costs of raising children. It was introduced in 2001, enhanced in 2004, and the latest enhancements of March 2012 expanded the categories of approved institutions and extended the child development account to the time when the child turns 12 years old. They recently increased this child development account's usability by 6 years, so they doubled the amount of time that one has access to this account. You will get a cash gift of up to $4,000 each for your first and second child, and $6,000 each for your third and fourth child.
Holy macaroni.
All your children born on or after August of 2008 will also enjoy government contributions in the form of a dollar-for-dollar matching for the amount of savings you contribute to your child's child development account. If your child is born before 2008, you will enjoy the government matching contributions if he or she is your second to fourth child. So you get an initial cash bonus right out the gate for having a baby, and the more babies you have, the more cash you get. And then if you contribute money into this child development account, the government will match it dollar for dollar. So there's the baby
it's
bonus.
It's just so stunning. Creepy to me. It's so creepy.
What in the world do they want more people for? I mean,
army.
We've got seven. We just went over 7 billion people on the planet. What do we need them for?
Tax dollars. The resources, human resources.
You can let them in the country. You can just get new people. If the United States wanted to increase...
There's no explanation for
it. Well, I don't know. I don't want to go to Singapore, because wasn't it during the Clinton administration
some
that
people
got caned for graffiti?
Yeah, well, don't that graffiti. Really,
and don't litter.
Some people might want to go to Singapore. It is a very economically healthy place. There's a lot of economic freedom there. You're making a great point, Mark, and there's no answer to this question, at least as I understand it.
It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe you can explain it to us. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with the song here.
So hot, I want to turn on the AC. You finer than Endurion on the MRT.
From Chungi to Juku.
To the KPE. We riding 70 miles an hour to AYE.
It's all government programs.
There are a bunch of alphabet letter sort of things here. I'm not sure what they're
The KPE is a highway.
In Singapore?
Go, catch it, Google.
Very good. HT something or other. I don't know. Too many triple letter things here.
Whoa.
Let me rewind this again here. Hang on. Here we go.
$100 stroller.
Yeah, I can't wait to buy a $900 stroller.
Oh, God.
With the baby bonus. Wow.
Not only are they
financially responsible, secure individuals,
really,
and long
not only are they advocating that you have kids, but they're advocating that you frivolously spend their baby bonus.
That's right. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you're doing right now.
Whether you're about to get your Tahoe, get your National Night on. If you're visiting the gardens by the bay right now, get your National Night on. And if you're offended by the song,
did they just say well, sex in public?
Get your National Night on. It's August the 9th, baby. This ain't no holiday. Raise that flag. Get mobilized. Let your patriotism explode. Because it's National Night.
What? Wow. And then the Mentos. Logo. If you love the last...
I'm offended by this song.
Yeah, it's pretty
Get my National Night on. I mean, this is...
Maybe they will waive anyone having sex in public. Like, if you get busted having sex in
it's
public...
It's National Night.
You get a pass.
I wonder if that would work in the U.S. I'm sorry, it's the U.S. It's only National Night in Singapore.
Straight people.
So, it says here, if you heart SG, if you love Singapore, download this single at nationalnight.sg.
I want to... If I could set it on fire in my brain, I would. This is awful.
Now, okay, so I went and I clicked on Mentos Singapore here on their videos link on
is
YouTube.
Is there more?
There is nothing else. There does not seem to be... maybe there's like another Singaporean Mentos channel somewhere in Singapore, like the YouTube Singapore site. But it appears that the English version of the song is the only one on their channel at this point. So...
Well, this is it, right?
Interesting. This is it, yeah.
I mean, you
this
know,
is National Night.
It's National
in
Day
Singapore.
In Singapore.
855-450-FREE. Sherry's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Sherry.
Hi.
Hello, Sherry.
Thanks for taking my call.
Did that commercial get you all revved up, ready to go?
You know what? That is so crazy. I couldn't even believe what I was listening to.
It's real.
That was pretty nuts that to have 3, 4, or 5 babies and, you know, we don't know what to do with what we got now.
It's like the payouts just keep coming with the babies. It starts at 4,000, goes to 6,000. Yeah, no doubt.
I'm sorry. I've heard stories of childbirth and there ain't no $6,000 that makes it worth it. I'm sorry. It's not.
No, absolutely not. But the reason for my call, I wanted to speak about New Hampshire. My husband and I have been talking about moving. I'm here in Arizona and been here for over 35 years. And just want to know a little bit about the pros and cons of moving over there due to the Free State Project and, you know, the no taxes and all of that.
Oh, there are taxes.
There are taxes
here.
Oh, yeah,
we got taxes.
Property taxes here are particularly egregious. I pay 4 times the property tax up here that I did in Florida.
But it's the town that you chose to move to. I mean...
I'd still be paying twice as much if I had moved to your town. It's still way more in any
that's
place.
That's true. It's
up
in
here.
My town, but, I mean, we picked this corner of the state. I mean, you can go up to the northern parts of the state, and you can pay...
Well, the housing prices are dirt cheap in the northern part of the state, so that's why the taxes might seem lower there, but the tax rate's still pretty high. Tell you what, Sherry, if you want to hang on, we can talk more about some interesting things about New Hampshire, some of the challenges, because it's not easy.
Ian's favorite subject.
It's called the Granite State for a reason up here. You know, it's just... Pretty tough, folks.
The biggest export of rocks.
It's cold.
That's right.
It's really cold.
Rocks
and
tree sap. Those are our biggest
exports.
You're
from Arizona, so it's going to be a shock to the system. Hang on, Sherry. We can bring you back here in moments. Hour 3 is next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.